Obviously, you had the first taste of Dylan DeMello last night, making his Winnipeg debut. From your standpoint, how did it go last night for you two?
I thought he played great. Pretty much what I expected. Obviously, knowing him a little bit, he played real strong defensively, kept the game real simple, and I know from experience it's not easy to jump into a team with different systems, and I thought he picked it up real well right away, so good on him.
You guys have had so many different defensemen in this roster over the last couple of years. Is it, I don't want to say a seamless transition, but is it easier for you guys because you've had so many different bodies coming in and out to adjust to different guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was my fourth different D partner in four games, so it's kind of something we've grown immune to, but give credit to Chevy bringing guys in that can adapt to the system. They're not really throwing anyone to the wolves. I think they did their research real well and knew he was a smart kid, and like I said, he picked it up pretty quickly.
What jumps out to you about Philadelphia, a team that you guys haven't played since December?
Yeah, I know obviously they're in the hunt. Every night's a playoff game for them too, so I think we expect that tomorrow. They got a big overtime win last night, so it's going to be another grinder, another good one, and both teams need the 2 points, so it's going to be a hard-fought battle.
You've played a lot, obviously, in the Eastern Conference in your career. Is it one of the more entertaining buildings to go into still?
It is, yeah, especially when I was with the Canadians. I know they had some long time ago, the Broad Street Bullies, they had some wars there, but it's a fun place to play. It's always a good atmosphere. They're very passionate fans, and they love their team, so we like playing in those environments.
From your standpoint as well, you've got back-to-back matinees this weekend. From a player's standpoint, is that a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, I was never really a fan of afternoon games, but I think our record's been pretty good this year, and we've played a lot of afternoon games, so nice to get two quick ones and get a day off in D.C., and rest is really important this time of year, so anytime we can get a down day, it's always important.
Everybody on the outside is living on their phones right now leading into Monday. Are you as a player, not necessarily saying you're going anywhere, but just from the fan standpoint, are you intrigued here too?
I don't really watch it that much. Obviously, I know there's names out there. I got buddies that are in positions that probably won't be on the same team, so more or less I'll follow them, but we got a job to do here. I can't be worrying about the outside. There's enough distractions for us trying to make the playoffs and the grind of it, so I try to stay away from the noise.